It's green beans.
Yes, I gotcha. Okay, yeah. Excellent.
Okay, green bean hot dish. Perfect.
Can I get your first name?
Mike.
Mike, thanks so much.
You got yourself a turkey.
Yeah, you just got yourself free turkey, Mike. Thank you so much for listening. Hang on to the line. Going to get a little information from you, Mike. But thank you so much for listening and being one of our best listeners. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike. He got the shotgun turkey. Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. You really got into that, Melissa. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New hope for hostages released in the Middle East. Multiple sources tell CBS News negotiators are even closer than they were over the weekend to a deal between Israel and Hamas, but it hasn't been closed yet. Udi Goren's cousin is among those hostages.
We all feel, especially when we're talking about our families, that this should be the top priority.
Goren joined a protest in Tel Aviv. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says the slow pace of negotiations is making life difficult for both sides.
With their children wet and shaking from the cold, shielded by nothing but a tent, displaced families in southern Gaza ask of Israel, if they wanted to displace us from our homes and land, why didn't they build camps for us? Sheltering from the rain, but thirsty, this mother told CBS News producer Marwan Al-Ghul in Rafah, we haven't had food for 3 days, no piece of bread, we don't even have water.
A powerful storm system that hammered parts of the Deep South last night isn't stopping travelers from heading out this Thanksgiving week. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Newark International.
Daniela Giganti and her twins are on their way to Florida.
Did you take them out of school early to beat the rush? Early,
yes, and to get a better fare.
The surge in holiday flights, peaking at nearly 50,000 scheduled departures tomorrow, is prompting the FAA to open airspace along the East Coast, usually reserved for the military.
A massive set of storms is now pushing toward the East Coast. Three people were hurt when high winds brought down a light pole near the entrance at Disneyland. Police near Colorado Springs are searching for a suspect after three people were shot to death and another critically injured. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith.
The suspect and at least one of the victims have been in previous civil disputes about property lines and easements.
He says the gunman who opened fire in a rural area near the town of Westcliff was last seen driving a white Ram pickup with a camper shell. Big court win for California's electric company. The state Supreme Court has ruled customers cannot sue PG&E for losses they suffer when the utility shuts off power to protect the public from wildfires. The company filed for bankruptcy in 2020 after it was found liable for $30 billion in claims from wildfires sparked by its equipment. The brothers Kelce faced off at Arrowhead Stadium last night.
Hurts takes it right up the gut. Touchdown, Eagles.
Jason's team victorious over Travis on ESPN. Philly beat Kansas City 21-17 in their first rematch since the Super Bowl. Nope, Taylor wasn't there. Neither were her parents. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments on a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps today. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if districts of so-called islands outside their borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Numbers from the first weekend of Wisconsin's gun deer season come out today. Last week, the Department of Natural Resources predicted this year's harvest could be down due to mild weather and no snow. Last year, Wisconsin hunters killed more than 203,000 deer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mid-State Technical College introduces its new Cyber Range cybersecurity training for all skill levels. This training prepares people for cyber threats through live, hands-on training with real-world environments. Craig Bernstein, Workforce and Professional Development Director, said, "This type of training is becoming increasingly important as cyber attacks become more sophisticated and widespread. The Cyber Range offers a unique training experience and is one of the best ways to be prepared for cyber attacks. The Cyber Range simulates specific ransomware, advanced persistent threat or APT tactics, and phishing threats to equip teams with experience and tools to defend against cyber attacks. Virtual and in-person options are available." The Festival of Trees event will take place this week at Aspirus Health in Rothschild. The 26th annual event is being held at the Central Wisconsin Expo Center Wednesday through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. Got James and Melissa with you at 9:06 on the clock. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Thanks for joining us. We got fun things coming up. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a moment, and part of that is going to be how holiday music affects your shopping.
Okay.
Got that one coming up for you in a little bit, and we're going to get into a couple of other fun ones. In fact, I've got one, Melissa, I think if we have time for the best and worst cities for vampires.
Oh, good.
Just for fun. Just
to
for
run
fun.
Into them or to live yeah, as a
we're
vampire?
Gonna, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. That's coming up okay. for you a little bit later. If that wasn't enough, we also got another That Ain't Right story for you. And some good stories of the day, of course, locally. We'll get into our schedule here at the station as well for our holiday week here. All that okay. coming up for you. But right now, want to dive into Dolly Parton news. We teased this over on the Sunrise Show. You might have bought Dolly Parton's Rockstar album on Friday and enjoyed 30 instant classics. Nice work. Except Dolly wasn't done.
Of course not.
She released two bonus tracks. One is a cover of Eddie Money's 1977 hit Two Tickets to Paradise.
Oh, really?
And which I'm curious to hear. But
Two Tickets to Paradise.
Nice. Yep, yep. The other is a remake of her own classic Jolene.
Oh, that I would like to listen to. Because the original gets stuck in my head all the time.
Same. It features the Italian band Maneskin. It's available digitally at dollyparton.com. You can check it out there. I'm going to play a just quick sample of it for you right now. This is, again, Dolly Parton and Maneskin with a reimagining of Jolene. Little busier than the original.
Yeah, it is, and I like what she does in the refrain with a little bit more of the, I don't know, ad-libbing, adding to. No,
I think that's a good way to put it. That's the only way I'd put it, or the only way I would know how to put it either. Too, I don't know if there's
but
a musical
Dolly's
term or
voice,
not.
Like, you know, she's in her later 70s and she still sounds so amazing.
I admire that with such a powerful voice and such a powerful legendary career and presence, how she, with a lot of these artists, takes a back seat and kind of lets them take over.
Yeah.
And she's kind of the backup to it.
She's like the frosting, though.
Yes. Well,
she's the best part.
This is the thing that's been right under my nose, right in front of my face, her whole career that I don't think I ever truly appreciated until now. I don't know of another singer that can mend with anybody better.
Mm.
Like, in music history, I don't know of anybody. You put her with anyone, and she can sing with them. They sound good together. She can harmonize with anybody. And maybe I'm just, I understand so little about singing and music that, well, James, anybody can do that. Maybe I just don't see that or don't hear it.
They have to choose to.
Yeah, she does. She, I, there's nobody, even if it's a song I don't necessarily get into, like, I'll be honest, I don't get into a ton of her and Kenny Rogers stuff, but they sound so good together. And name me the time that you've heard her sing with somebody and it didn't sound harmony, like perfect harmonies.
Right. She's a blending of voices, but her voice is so identifiable and iconic that you can tell it's her, but she manages to compliment whoever she's singing with, like you said.
Yeah. We told you about this earlier, now we're going to let you know. How are you going to check out the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving? It is a tradition. I don't know if there is a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or a Halloween, Thanksgiving or Christmas that go by that I don't at least catch some of one of the specials from the Peanuts.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen it. So tell me how I can watch it this year.
You've probably noticed in recent years that a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving hasn't aired on ABC like it used to since we were kids, Melissa. Well, it's because Apple acquired the rights to the Peanuts catalog back in 2020. But to show some holidays, same here. But I will give them credit on this. To show some holiday spirit and recognition of the special's 50th anniversary, Apple TV Plus will allow non-subscribers to watch it for free this Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and the 19th.
Okay.
A 7-day free trial is also available if you want to watch it on Thanksgiving. After the trial, Apple will charge you $9.99 a month and make sure that you take that off of there if you don't want it.
So last weekend you got to watch it for free, but on Thanksgiving, you have to sign up for a free trial.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I would have told everybody about this had I known. I didn't even, they did not publicize this at all. So, you know, no. I want to give them credit for it. And at the same time, you know, and I don't blame them completely on this. I don't think, this is going to sound really weird. I don't think Apple is very good at advertising. I and in part because I don't feel like they've had to be. I've noticed this with McDonald's. When we were kids, McDonald's was the kings of advertising and fast food advertising. But they got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now, when's the last time there was a memorable ad from McDonald's or really any conglomerate, Nike, any of these companies? Like, I really think that once they get to a certain mark, they don't have to try as hard and they just don't get as good at this stuff.
And it's not even the mark necessarily. It's once they have somebody roped in to their product, it's very difficult for them to get out.
They're so
people
right.
who started with Apple and who never experienced anything else don't actually realize that there's other phones out there that don't cost thousands of dollars.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought all phones cost that much. Well, nope.
No,
they don't.
There are phones.
But you good luck getting out of Apple.
Yeah, tell me about it. There are phones that you don't have to wait in line for weeks for. There's these weird things.
You can walk into a Cricket Wireless and just buy a phone for $500.
Yeah.
And it's a decent phone.
Yeah. You can also buy the DVD of a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving for the same price as an Apple subscription costs. So just to keep that in mind if people are curious.
And you can watch it every time you want to.
Yeah.
Commercials.
I think that, you know, to my point that Apple doesn't know necessarily how to advertise or how to reach people, if they really wanted to reach people, they'd just put this out there for free on Thanksgiving. Like, they don't need
that too. Yeah.
What's $10 more to Apple? Like the couple of families out there, let's even give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. Let's say 3 out of 10 families in America are going to buy this. That's $30. Like, they're a big deal. Like, you can give this away for free and get a lot more PR wise and get a lot more free advertising from that than you are from actually doing it this way. Like, you're not understanding your base. You're not understanding your audience. It drives me crazy, advertising. There's some magnificent advertising and people in that industry. And then there's the people that live in a bubble and don't seem to know what it's like to be a human being anymore. A lot of that exists in the Apple company.
For a company that's that big, like you said, they would get better PR if they just said, you know what? Anybody can watch this for free on Thanksgiving. Anybody.
Yeah.
Without strings.
Yeah.
Don't attach the strings. Because there's actually, I would think, a better chance of them getting more customers sign up for their product by offering that free, then they're going to get unhappy customers who okay, I'm going to sign up for the 7-day free trial so I can watch this, and then I have to remember to cancel it. And for the thousands of people who forget to cancel it, and they get a few extra hundred or thousands of dollars or whatever, and very many unhappy customers.
Yeah. These companies, to all these companies out there, I'm telling you, nobody wants to jump through hoops. Nobody wants to download your app. No. If they do, they're already got it. They already
They've
got
done it.
It. Or they're going to download it and delete it right away.
And when they do that and then they forget, you're going to have angry customers who are then going to, you know, badmouth your company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they had a bad experience.
Yeah. Make it simple. The simpler, the better when it comes to any of these kind of things. Giveaways, anything like that. The overwhelming majority of human beings, especially the coveted 18 to 34, 18 to 27 market, have told us over and over and over and over again, just make it simple. Don't make me download mm-hmm. this. Don't make me QR code that. Just get it to me. Just, make yep. it simple. That's it.
Yep, and the simpler, the better. And maybe I'll sign up for your product.
Yeah, yeah. We will take a quick break in just a moment. And when we come back, we're going to get into how holiday music can affect your holiday shopping.
I'll tell you, if I hear Christmas music before Halloween, I'm not going to buy anything.
but I do want to talk a little bit about our schedule here coming up on Thursday and Friday this week, Melissa.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff.
Yes, we have exciting things coming for you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's tell them about how Thursday is going to roll out.
Yeah, Thursday morning we're going to have country music on Wisc Country 105.5 during the Sunrise Show. We're going to have the regular country music playing then. On WFHR from 8 to 9, we're going to have a marathon of kitchen open segments. We've had so much fun with this segment over the last year plus, because we've been doing this for over a year now, James. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. I did not know that.
So I'm going to have fun. And actually, this is on my to-do list today because I have to, obviously I have to get it done. but I'm going through to find the perfect segments for your Thanksgiving day. We did some great ones last year around Thanksgiving that have to do with the foods for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to put together a montage of kitchen open segments for the 8 o'clock hour. And then the 9 o'clock hour, tell us what Seth has in store for there.
Yeah, we're going to have some of our best up from Director's Cut. We're going to look forward to some of that. That's going to be fun. And including our ArtNet special that we did, little play.
Is that Thursday or is that Friday?
Oh, is that Friday? Yeah. What am I mixing up?
One of the two.
Then?
One of them is going to be Autumn Songs from Seth Faces the Music.
I'm sorry. Thursday is Autumn Songs from Seth Faces the Music. Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry. And, I couldn't remember exactly.
No, but You got it. And then, so we'll be doing that in the 9 o'clock hour on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, we will have that special.
Yeah, we'll have a similar lineup. We'll have the music on WIRI and then a different mm-hmm. montage segment of Kitchens Open and then Seth Faces or Director's Cut with our ArtNet. We're going to have two radio dramas on Friday because I am definitely including the leftover container segment that we did.
I love it. I love it. It's going to be so much fun. So while we won't be with you physically, we will be here in spirit and be with you throughout your holiday week here. Looking forward to Indeed. That. That's going to be fun. Of course, we'll have some great programming on the radio dial for you as well outside of that. Kicking off tomorrow, we've got Wisconsin men's basketball, part of this tournament that they are in. They actually kicked it off yesterday, part of that tournament. Tomorrow at 7:05, we'll have the Luke Fickell Show. Looking forward to that. On Friday at 6:30, right here on WFHR, Wisconsin Men's Hockey hosting Alaska Anchorage.
Hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And then on WIRI at 7:40, we kick off the Cranberry Classic, the 39th annual Cranberry Classic.
Is that basketball?
Yes. High school basketball. Our friends over at Assumption High School host this every year. They've been doing it for 39 years. We had Bob Brickhauser, your 2023 Sports Commission MVP award winner. Bob Brickhauser.
Yes, congratulations to him.
Gosh, I was looking so forward to having him on the air with us yesterday, and I knew what I was going to do to him, but he didn't, and oh man, it was great. Bob was a great sport about it too. Congratulations to him. And to his son, and to everybody over at Assumption who do such a great job with the Cranberry Classic every year. We encourage you to get your tickets and check out the Cranberry Classic. It's a full day of basketball, Friday, Saturday. Be sure to check it out and support our local sports, support our local high local high school teams on the this is girls and boys varsity and JV basketball. On the girls' side, you got Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Waiowego Fremont. On the boys' side, Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, all going to be there. You're going to have concessions, 50-50 raffles, all kinds of great things going on.
Sounds like fun.
If you can't catch it, we'll have the games for you right on WIRI. Again, 7:40, our pregame kicks off for Port Edwards at Assumption on Friday. And then on Saturday, 12:30, right here at WFHR, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, Wisconsin versus Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Big game.
That'll be a good game.
Going to be a good one.
And you can enjoy it from the comfort of your armchair.
Yeah. And at WIRI at 7:40, Assumption or Port Edwards will take on the winner of the other game there. And we'll continue to have the final game of the Cranberry Classic right there in WIRI for you. Going to be a good one.
Nice.
Looking forward to it. Good stuff all weekend long for you on right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back, everyone.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there, everybody. What's that music doing to you? That music making you think of the 90s a little bit, a little Everclear, a little one-hit wonders maybe. Everclear had a couple of songs. But anyway, does it get you moving? Does it get you motivated maybe to do some things, maybe some shopping? Who knows?
Hmm.
1,005 people were surveyed on music's impact on their holiday shopping.
Shopping. Okay.
Real quick. 1,005 people. Like what was with the
and five?
Yeah. What was with the extra five there? What was?
Well, you know, I mean, they were going for 1,000, but yeah.
Like they had five extra people. Like, all right, fine, we could have five more. We could have, go ahead. We could. So
it was the people conducting the survey. Like, I want to take it too. This
yes,
is so good.
That's it. Yeah, but nicely done. Yes. So they answered this survey about music's impact on their holiday shopping, and almost 1 in 5 avoid going into a store if holiday music is playing. Wow.
Nice.
1 in 5. Yikes.
You know, that's probably me sometimes, especially depending on what the music sounds like.
Well, and I'm curious then on the other side of that, how many are people encouraged to come into businesses that are playing Christmas music? I wonder. I wonder what the stat on that one is. I know of at least one person, Terry Johns, who might actually go into the store because of it. I don't know. Maybe she would. People are more likely to go into a store or stay longer if these genres of music are playing. Pop music, 43% more likely to stay in the store. 37% for rock. 26% for alternative. 23% for classical. And 21% for hip hop.
Really?
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. And they're more likely to leave if they hear these genres. 40% would leave if they heard metal. 35% would leave if they heard gospel. 34% would leave if they heard hip-hop. 34% also would leave if they heard country. And 23% if they heard punk.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay, so these are people choosing to... All right, I don't shop that way. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I'm going into a store, there's a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in there to get whatever I'm getting, and I don't really care. I might notice what music is playing, but it's not going to, I don't know, change why I'm there.
So I thought part of what was interesting about this is kind of piggybacking on our article yesterday that you brought us about earworms and how songs can get in our heads. And I've noticed that the way that usually happens to me is when I'm at a store or a business that's playing music. Okay, used to you too. Okay.
You get in your car and you're like, that song is still there.
Yep. Yep. That, and in half the time, it's not even like a good version. It's like a Muzak version of the song.
Kid Bop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that stuck in my head or something. It never fails. So I don't worry about genres, but it's more so that. And I certainly wouldn't leave a store because of whatever music they're playing, whether it is gospel
anything. Playing Kenny G.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here quick.
I don't know.
It's too late by that point. It's already in your head.
I will
might as well just listen to the whole song.
I will say, if I was a business, though, and I'm a... there's a difference, I think, between a store that you expect people to be in and out of and a store, like, maybe you sell knickknacks or you know, items like that, and you want people to bop around and hang out in your store.
Or you're a store in the mall. Like, that's where I picture people choosing to go into a store or not versus, you know, driving to the grocery store.
And
doing your shopping and leaving.
I don't know if these stores even exist anymore, but there was a rainforest store back when I was a kid. There was like one of those stores that you could buy those the wood sticks that the rain sticks at and stuff.
Okay, kind of a novelty shop or like knickknacks and house decor, and
they had like Amazon rainforest playing in the background.
In the background, so you're getting animal sounds and light flute music.
It was kind of nice. It was kind of like, it just kind of carried the moment. Yeah. I don't think, if I ran a business, I don't think I'd play music, but I think I might do something like that.
Ambient
in the back.
Sound.
Yeah, something like that. Something that it'd be pretty hard to offend somebody with. I can't think of any business where you're okay with losing any part of your, you know, possible consumers, possible customers, you know, just because of music you're playing or something like that.
And there is a lot of research, obviously, you know, you just read a bunch of statistics about what people think about music, but there is a lot of research out there for businesses to look into of what type of music you should play in your store.
But
it also depends on what you're selling.
Good point. Yes. We'll get into the top holiday songs in a second, but first let's take a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a point, but Melissa just took it right out of my mouth.
Make it anyway. Reinforce my point.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you talk about, you know, what you're selling. You know, think about the tea shop or think about some of those what's that one that kind of sells like to the guys, people that do more skateboarding and
I know what you're talking about.
You're gonna play, you know, songs like that when you go. Let's say if you go to Yonkers, you're gonna have probably more of the elevator type music and
pop music like maybe.
I'm not gonna change my shopping because they're playing something wrong. I mean, I have a mission. I'm gonna go get it, and I know what I'm gonna get, and I don't care if they're playing hip hop or country or anything like that. I mean,
sounds just like me.
Same here, and you put it the perfect way. You're on a mission. You're on a mission, and you're getting in and out. You're sticking to your list in your head. And yes, I know exactly. The last thing I'm thinking about is the music that's playing around there and everything.
Yeah, I mean.
Do they have a Spencer's? Do they have a Spencer's Gifts anymore? Because if I walk into Spencer's, I want to hear Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. No, you go into a certain store and you're expecting to hear certain types of music and everything. I get that part, too. Yeah.
You go into, like, a Champ Sports or things like that. You're going to probably hear, like, Anthem Rocks or, you know, stadium music. I mean, you play it to what you're, you know, you're... your clientele is, but right. I mean, I don't think people really.
No, I don't. I think it's a lot to do about nothing. You know, talking loud and saying nothing kind of stuff. But
we all notice it.
Yeah, and we got to talk to you, man. So you know, it's worth it. It was worth talking about. It's worth it. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you guys too.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for reinforcing my point.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
Our listeners think like me, or at least this one.
There we go. Yeah, at least 1%. These are the top holiday songs found on shopping playlists on Spotify. Winter Wonderland from Tony Bennett.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. White Christmas from Bing Crosby.
Mm. Ooh, another good one.
Yeah. Sleigh Ride from the Ronettes.
Okay.
The Christmas song from Nat King Cole, a must have. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Sam Smith.
My favorite, but it's got to be Judy Garland.
Yep. Agreed. Nothing against, I don't know much. I don't know Sam Smith, so I don't know. But I will definitely say Judy Garland is the one, yes. Mm-hmm. The top artists are Taylor Swift, Michael Bublé, Pentatonix, Ariana Grande.
Pentatonix,
thank you. And One Direction.
Really? Well, I'd choose Pentatonix out of that.
Same. Yeah, same here. Yeah. Definitely.
Michael Bublé also has a nice Christmas album, and he has a gorgeous voice. So
he's a great crooner. He's a great singer. Yep. I got nothing against him. I just got a little burnt out from him from an ex that I dated. Her mom and her really into him. But whenever I hear him now, it doesn't bother me. It's
well, fine. Yeah, because he was really like overplayed for a while there.
Yeah.
Not his fault necessarily.
No. A couple of quick programming notes. Real quick, I did want to send a shout out to Michael. Mike in Wisconsin Rapids, who won himself a free turkey from our friends
at the winner of our turkey.
Won himself a turkey from the West Grand IGA. Big shout out to our friends over at the West Grand IGA. Be sure to head over there for all your turkey needs.
That's a great store.
Yes. I've gone there basically the whole time I've lived on the west side of Rapids. That's the only grocery store I go to.
They have a wonderful deli.
Yeah. If you are looking for lunch, like, that's the place to go. They have such good chefs or cooks over there. They do such good. I've never had a bad meal from there.
It's wonderful.
Join them at 1021 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't go there expecting to get a ton of donut holes. That's where I get my donut holes.
I buy them out every day.
You do need to get there early to get those donuts. They're always gone by the time I get there. They're always gone. They're great donuts over there. Be sure to check that out. But another note I wanted to mention, and a big thank you to Pam Hilke for letting us know about this. There have been missing child alerts announcements on WFHR this morning. And if you wonder why those are playing and we continue to talk, it's because we cannot hear them in our headphones. We do apologize for that if it seems a little abrasive or a little, clunky or anything. We're still working out some of the kinks in the behind the scenes here and everything. Do apologize for that, but I don't care. The missing children, that definitely comes first.
Talk over us.
Yep, talk over us all you want. Yeah. For now, we'll get to our state and local news. We'll come back and we're talking vampires. Because what goes better with Thanksgiving? Really?
With Thanksgiving.
Really? It's not at all a leftover article I had from Halloween. It's not at all that. It's not. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dollar General stores will pay $850,000 after an investigation of inaccurate price tags at stores across Wisconsin. Customers complained that items were ringing up higher at the cash register than the prices marked on the shelves. State investigators say on average prices were 17% higher than listed. Dollar General has agreed to accuracy checks every 90 days, but is not admitting to breaking any laws. Governor Evers says he wants state lawmakers to release some of the money approved for two Native American nations in the state budget. The Joint Finance Committee voted to withhold money from the tribes, which is approved in the state budget. Governor Evers is asking Joint Finance to release $2 million of the $11 million to the Bad River and Lac du Flambeau Native Nations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. 6 people were killed and 60 injured when a man drove his vehicle through the parade.
Governor Evers acknowledged that the attack united the people of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and people across the nation. Flags will be lowered to half-staff across the state in remembrance by order of the governor. Waukesha will hold commemorative events today to honor the victims. Aspirus Health in Wisconsin Rapids now offers orthopedic services. Four orthopedic surgeons have joined the orthopedic care team at the Aspirus Riverview Clinic. They offer care for all ages and can provide the latest in diagnosis and treatment, both surgical and non-surgical. These include care for all types of injuries and conditions that affect your joints from your foot to your shoulder. They can also perform joint replacement surgery and bone fracture repair. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. The heat is, the heat is technically on because it's cold outside and everybody has their heaters on. That's it.
Exactly.
It's a different type of heat that's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive into this one. There's not many things that go hand in hand more with Thanksgiving than vampires. We all know this. This is true. No, wait a minute. No, I got that wrong. It's Halloween. I'm so sorry. I apologize. But we talk so much, like when we're leading up to a holiday, we'll do this with Christmas. We'll do it with all the things. You know, we talk endlessly that the week of, especially about Thanksgiving this, Thanksgiving that. I did think it'd be kind of fun to throw some different things out there, you know, just for fun.
Who doesn't like vampires?
The vampire experts at lawnlove.com, because they are the ones that you go to. If you have any vampire questions, you think right away, lawnlove.com. That's the first thing you think of. Bram Stoker's Dracula and then lawnlove.com. Those are the first two references you have for vampires. They conducted a study to determine the best places for vampires based on 17 factors. Wow.
Okay.
Blood centers, casket suppliers, homes with basements, vampire-friendly clubs. This is one of the weirdest lists I've ever seen. They also look.
But we are talking about vampires.
Right. By the way, spoiler alert, don't exist. They're not real. Not real, everybody.
We can have fun with this segment.
You know, I apologize. If there are any vampires out there and they happen to be awake at 9:30 in the morning, please call up 715-424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you.
I should not be so dismissive. I should not just throw that out there like that. You know, I don't know. I haven't met everybody. Maybe there is. Who knows?
This is true.
I'm guessing there isn't. But please do call up if you are. We'd love to hear from you. 715-424-2600. They looked at also local deterrents like average percentage of sunshine, churches, herb and spice shops with garlic festivals.
Of course, garlic festivals.
I love that. So we are moving to this new neighborhood, me and my family. Oh, they've got a garlic special. Darn it. they moved to the one town that has a garlic parade every year or something like that.
Why are not moving to that town?
In the end, they found the best city for vampires is New York City. I would recommend Brooklyn, as we have seen a great. There was a great documentary that Eddie Murphy and his brother Charlie did, "Vampire in Brooklyn," has proven that Brooklyn, New York, seems to be a good place. Seems to be a good spot.
Documentary.
The rest of the top 10, the best cities are Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Houston, Portland, Madison, Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah. Seattle and Omaha, Nebraska. But huh? Chicago and Madison getting in there.
Chicago and Madison.
I just mentioned two of my favorite cities in the whole world. Chicago, obviously my favorite because I'm biased. But Madison is genuinely in my top five favorite cities in America. Easily.
Oh,